We're doing Chazon Ish, Emunah u'Bitachon. We're on page Memchet, the fourth chapter, the sixth paragraph. The Chazon Ish had explained last night the idea that people will sometimes say that working on one's traits, one's character, pertains to one's relationship with his fellow man, whereas working on Yirat Shamayim, or fear of heaven, pertains to our observance of mitzvot. And people will say that the two are distinct. You can have someone who's very God-fearing, yet their traits are not exactly where they should be. People suggest that, says the Chazon Ish, that's an error. The two have to work hand in hand. And when a person appears to be very God-fearing, but their traits are not, they're not up to par, so then what you're seeing is a person who's developed habits, a person who's doing things that seem impressive and God-fearing, but they haven't really developed that aspect either, because they've only developed it in as much as it doesn't conflict with their weaknesses, with their character flaws. If a person develops their character flaws, if a person takes control of their anger, takes control of their arrogance, takes control of their greed, if a person takes control of their flaws, their human weaknesses, then you can see that their fear of heaven is real. The two have to work hand in hand. To say that a person has developed tremendous devotion to God, he's praying fervently, he's doing so many things fervently, but they're all between him and his Creator, yet between him and his fellow man he is lacking, well, then his connection to his Creator is not where it should be either. Very far from it. And now the Chazon Ish goes off on a small tangent, the small paragraph. He tells a story to illustrate the point. Umaaseh, we have a story, Bechared Echad Misug Zeh. There was a man, this type of person, who seemed to be very God-fearing, but he was not such a nice person to other people. He was not. He had not invested time in perfecting his traits, but in his prayer, in his ardent performance of mitzvot, you could see, whoa, he was fire and brimstone. Shebao ech nechbad liro. So there was an honored person who visited the city, and of course, if this honored guest comes, so then vayvakshu hacharid levakro beveito. So this God-fearing person, so to speak, this zealot, goes over to this honorable guest and says, "Can I have the honor of you visiting my home?" And so the honored guest promised that he'll come to visit Friday night after the meal. Oh, what an honor. So this zealous person, he was so happy with the promise because it was going to be a great honor to him, a great pleasure that he has the honor of this honored guest visiting his home. Masa Satan. So what happened? He forgot to add fuel to the lamp. And he lit the lamp on Friday before Shabbos, and he didn't pay attention that really there was just the remnants of the fuel from Thursday night. He never refilled the fuel in the lamp. It was a wintry Shabbos night. The guest hadn't yet come, and the lights went out. He forgot to add fuel, or in our day and age, we'd say he forgot to set his Shabbos clock properly. So his lights went out, and the guest hasn't yet come. This God-fearing person, he couldn't control himself. What a shame. He's going to have this honorable guest, and the guest is going to show up and find him in the dark. So he couldn't handle that type of shame. He added fuel on Shabbos. He did a biblical prohibition. Ah, where's all the God-fearingness? Says the Chazon Ish, you see, when it came in conflict with his honor, so it didn't stand up to the test. Chazon Ish says, you see, Ma'aseh zeh einenu min ha-mikrim ha-bodedim. This is not a singular event she'adam nichshal ben, where you say, okay, that person had a one-time weakness, he stumbled. No. Ela zot tofa'a kvura. This is a recurring event. Bezeh ha-gever asher lo nivchan bekur ha-midot. When a person hasn't purified their traits in that, what's it called? The cubicle? Not cubicle. That purifies gold, silver, crucible. In the crucible of one's traits. So then everything he does that seems so pious is a habit he's developed. It's external. And so the Chazon Ish just brings the story to illustrate the concept he's saying, that the two have to work in conjunction. You can't think that someone's attained great heights in being a God-fearing person if they haven't attained great heights in perfecting their traits. The two have to work in conjunction. And if you think that a person's accomplished in the realm of having fear of heaven, but they haven't accomplished in the realm of how they treat their fellow man, so then you should know it's just external, it's a habit. It's something that anyone can do that. Anyone can start saying a long Shmona Esrei and a long Kriyat Shema and chuckle fervently and put on all the act that they're very God-fearing. Yeah, we could all do that. But it won't stand up to the test. It's just a matter of time till it gets revealed. As you say,